Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Papadopoulos. Welcome to The Psychology Behind. This week's episode is sponsored by Chrysalis Counseling Training Courses. Today I want to talk about postnatal depression. Now, look, having a baby gives a great sense of meaning to a lot of people's lives, right? It's not a surprise that it's such a huge event. In practically every culture and society, it's celebrated as such. And I think because of the strong emotions that motherhood evokes, everyone, from artists and authors to advertisers and marketeers, have used motherhood to depict sort of this ultimate form of connection, of love, of joy, even of sacrifice. So we see images of, you know, beautiful gurgling babies being effortlessly soothed and cradled by happy, relaxed looking mummies. And the image of that sort of first touch and subsequent unbreakable bond when a baby comes into the world, it's iconic, right? Motherhood is in a lot of ways fetishized in a way that I think fatherhood isn't. And look, while of course for many moms, you know, this is the case, you will bond with your baby right away and it'll be wonderful, there is of course though the other side of motherhood that people don't speak about, or certainly speak about less. And this is the sleepless nights, the overwhelming sense of new responsibility, the impact on the basics of day-to-day life, from like, I don't know, eating when you want to eat something or having time for your morning shower, the sense of being unprepared, the sense of being overwhelmed. These are the images we don't see or speak about enough. Instead, we read editorials on celebrities with flat tummies and bikinis a week after giving birth. And so it's not surprising that most new moms feel that it's hard to speak about it when they're struggling. The fact is, mild depression, anxiety, even mood swings are common in new mothers. So common, in fact, that we actually have a name for it. We call it the baby blues, right? So most women experience at least some symptoms of the baby blues. And look, again, it's a really hard thing, so it's not surprising. We've got changes in hormones after delivery. We've got sleep deprivation, fatigue. So, you know, they're a normal part of the whole process. And they usually last for maybe the first couple of weeks after giving birth. The thing is, problems arise if these symptoms don't go away or if they feel like they're getting worse. And that's when it may be that you or someone you love is going through postnatal depression. So what do we know about postnatal depression? Well, we know it can be triggered by something obvious, right? Like a difficult birth or relationship problems or social isolation. But sometimes there isn't a clear reason as to why it happens. Now, we think that about 10% of women experience postnatal depression. But the good news is, even though that's relatively quite high, it's treatable. It's all about spotting the signs and getting help as soon as you can. So like I said earlier, most women experience a bout of the baby blues in the beginning. And postnatal depression can look like normal baby blues, right? So the tearfulness, the irritability, the mood swings are present in both. But in the case of depression, the symptoms will last much longer and they will be more severe. So it's not that you just feel tired, it's that you feel so exhausted, you feel physically ill. It's not that you're worried about bonding, it's that you feel you will never bond at all and that you have no connection with the baby, or you know, you may feel you can't take care of it. And likewise, normal feelings of worry morph into these intense feelings of terrible guilt and anxiety, which become overwhelming to the point that you fear, you know, being alone with the baby because you're worried about not having the skills to take care of her. Or in extreme cases, it makes you feel so worthless and guilt-ridden that you even have suicidal thoughts. Now, if any of these symptoms sound familiar, it's really important that you tell your GP and you get support. For those of you out there that, you know, have a good friend or family member that's, you know, that's just had a baby, please look out for these symptoms, because, you know, people experiencing postnatal depression can be helped so easily as long as you catch them, you give them the right support. That's the first thing you need to do. But there are also other things that you can do yourself if you are feeling the baby blues or the beginnings of postnatal depression. And here are five key things.
We know you're a good listener. You listen to this podcast. You've listened to Dr. Linda speak on anxiety, how to boost your self-esteem, and being able to manage your time effectively. Well, now we need you to keep listening, because we want to ask you two questions. Firstly, do people often say that they trust you and your advice? And secondly, do Do you want a career that can make real positive changes in the lives of others? Then becoming a counsellor could be the right choice for you. Chrysalis courses offer fully accredited part-time course options that are flexible around your commitments, meaning you could become an accredited counsellor or hypnotherapist in just 3 years and earn between £30 and £60 per hour as per the National Careers Service website. So, if you're looking for a new career or one that will fit around your busy life, all you have to do is search Chrysalis courses online today and take the first steps towards your new career in counselling.
Number one, take care of the basics like sleeping, eating, and moving. I can't tell you how many people I've seen in my clinics over the years who, while struggling with emotional problems, let the basics of self-care slide. Try not to do this. It's really important that you rest well, eat well, and move well. Sleep and rest whenever you can. In fact, try and nap when the baby is napping or when someone's able to look after your baby. Also, be aware of your eating. We know that when it comes to food, nutrition is usually the first thing to go out of the window for new mothers. It's, you know, with all the demands on your body, you know, you think, oh, the last thing I want to do is kind of cook. But actually, you need a healthy, well-balanced diet. So remember that the food you eat will help you maintain the energy that you need to take care of your baby. It'll help support your immune system and it'll help you combat that tired feeling of, you know, constantly being run down. So make a point of eating healthily. And finally, try and move. Now, we know that even mild exercise can have a really significant impact on how you feel. I know it's probably the last thing that you feel like doing, but paradoxically, working out a little bit might make you feel less tired and more energized. You don't have to go to the gym and do a huge workout. Just go for a walk to the park with the baby. It's a great way to start. Number two, be realistic about what you expect from yourself. Before the baby came, perhaps you were able to run a company, I don't know, train for a half marathon, and cook 3-course gourmet meals every day, no sweat. Now, this is obviously not going to be an option with having to take care of a new human being. So be realistic about the expectations you place on yourself. Accept that you, the house, and your baby won't look like those families on the diaper commercials. Make your to-do list reasonable and don't berate yourself if you don't get around to everything. Remember, you are getting used to a huge new adjustment in your life, so you can't go along with business as normal, nor can you buy into the myth that fetishizes motherhood and makes it look so easy and perfect. Take a stance. Be kinder to yourself. Number three. Ask for support from those around you. Now, as discussed, one of the most insidious things about postnatal depression is that it makes you feel broken, even ashamed for not having constant feelings of bliss around your baby all the time. Feeling that you need to hide your feelings only compounds the isolation that you're experiencing. Talking about it with someone close to you can make all the difference in the world. Talk to them about postnatal depression. Tell them what they can do to help. It might be emotional support, so, you know, just sort of listening and sharing their own experiences. Or it might be practical support, like they might be able to babysit or help around with chores. Your friends and family can play a really important part in getting you to feel better. Also, what's really useful oftentimes is to speak to other moms. It's not a surprise that when we're feeling low, we want to retreat from the world and isolate ourselves from others. But you know what? It's precisely when you feel at your worst, that when you don't want to see anyone, that you can really benefit from that kind of social support. Isolating yourself will only make you feel more hopeless, so reach out to friends and especially other moms that will be able to relate, at least to some extent, with what you're experiencing. Number four, know that you will bond with your baby. Now, we know that while some moms bond immediately upon seeing their baby, for others it takes time. It could take weeks, even months, and that's okay. You don't need to feel anxious or guilty because these feelings could actually be feeding into your postnatal depression. So if you feel guilty, it's likely that you'll be doing some sort of kind of overcompensating for this by feeling that you've got to give all of yourself, all the time, 24 hours a day to the baby. Or it could go the other way, make you feel so overwhelmed that you become anxious to be around the baby. Remember that for an attachment to be strong, a mom doesn't need to be with her baby 24/7. Simple things like talking to your baby will help them learn and respond to your voice. So read to them, sing to them, or just imitate sounds they make and make lots of eye contact. This will help you both begin to read each other. Also, remember to use touch to bond with your baby. They respond so well to touch, and it actually helps you form a bond. So try holding them against your skin, cradle them, and share a relaxing moment, just holding them. Finally, as hard as it is, try and respond to your baby when they do something. With postnatal depression, you may not always feel like it, but trying to do so will help you both bond. So soothing your baby if they're upset or responding by smiling where they giggle or smile can really stand you in good stead when you're trying to bond. And finally, name it. There's a whole literature in psychology about the impact of labeling. And especially, I think, in the case of the baby blues or postnatal depression, labeling it really helps because it externalizes the problem. It makes it real, right? This is something that you're suffering. There's not something wrong with you. So you can conceptualize it, as you rightly should, as an illness that you're experiencing and not some sort of, weird personality flaw. This is an illness that we know exists. So having the ability to label it, and you can get that label by speaking to your GP, by speaking to your doctor. We know that the inability to bond with a baby can be hugely stigmatizing. So understanding the psychophysiological mechanisms behind it can make you feel more in control. And a sense of control is key when dealing with any illness. It makes us feel safer, less anxious, and more able to cope. I know that, like so many other mental health conditions, postnatal depression can be so stigmatizing because precisely what we've spoken about, we fetishize motherhood. But you know what? It's a real thing. It exists and you can get real help. So the last thing you need to feel is ashamed or guilty. I really hope that this has helped you a little bit and given you some direction. And if it has, please do let me know. I always love to hear from you. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and share the podcast. Until next week, wishing you a happy, healthy mind and body.